This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Good morning from London, Kelvin, and good afternoon to you.
Hey, hi, Johnny. Good to hear from you again. Warm greetings to kickstart the week.
Yeah, it was very interesting. The end of last week, I spoke to Trader Nick on Friday following those non-farm payroll numbers, which exceeded expectations, 100,000 more US jobs than markets had anticipated. And this has obviously had a big effect on not just US markets, but global markets, because we're now going to get to a situation where generally central banks are a lot more hawkish. And in terms of interest rates, both in the United States, here in the UK, and many other central bank areas, we're going to see a higher for longer strategy.
Yes, for sure. So if you look at what we are seeing right now, also not forgetting that coupled with the incoming Trump administration campaign policies that is likely to be highly more inflationary in nature via the steep corporate tax cuts and as well as the potential higher trade tariffs on US trading partners, that's actually ignited the higher bond yields across the globe, not only in the US, but even in UK, as well as the other part of the world. But for sure, the UK 10-year treasury yield is rising at the fastest pace versus the 10-year sovereign bond yields against the rest of the world. And what we could see now is the very, very strong US dollar strength that has taken shape ex-post US presidential election in late November, continuing its medium-term uptrend. Right now, is as being indicated by the US dollar index, which has surged to close to a two-year high. And what's interesting over here is that everyone is watching very closely the US 10-year treasury yield. Why? Because that is being used as a long-term risk-free benchmark, both in the US and globally in some extent, to price higher tenure corporate loans and even housing loans. So if this particular so-called global risk-free rate continues to inch upwards right now, so now it's actually potentially en route to that October 2023 swing high, which is 5%. Above this level, potentially we'll start to see 5.2%. And that has also been being expressed in the CME FedWatch 2, which use pricing from the Fed Funds futures to gauge the probability of interest rate cut hike in 2025 by the US Federal Reserve. So after the very hot non-farm payroll data on Friday, right now market participants is actually assigning a high probability that potentially we may only see one interest rate cut this year in the US. And if more economic data that is pointing to a more robust US economy down the road, potentially we may not even see any cut at all from the US Federal Reserve. So that actually plays out telling us that potentially right now we may actually see the resurgence or the rediscovery of that stagflationary fear environment that has been in the forefront of market participant mindset in 2022, early 2023, start creeping back into the financial market again. And that has really been responded by the risk assets. So previously, the risk assets actually ignore such scenario because of that positive feedback loop incoming from Trump's so-called steep corporate tax cuts that could potentially increase the bottom line of US corporation and spreading a positive feedback loop to the rest of the world. But that has really taken a hit. So in the last 2 weeks, we start to see, or in fact, last week, the entire of last week, even prior to the non-farm payroll data report, US stock market indices ranging from the Nasdaq 100, the S&P, the Dow Jones, and even the Russell 2000 has started to wobble. And in fact, right now, as we are speaking, the futures on the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100 continues to actually shape losses right now. If you look at my screen, the Nasdaq 100 futures and the S&P 500 futures, the Nasdaq futures is actually down by negative 1.2%, and the E-mini S&P 500 futures is down negative 0.8%. And for sure, for today in Asia, we start to see a rate across the border in all the major Asia stock indices, ranging from the Hang Seng Index, the China CSI 300, and also several Asia Pacific benchmark stock indices like the Singapore STI, the Taiwan TAIEX, and as well as the KOSPI 200, which is the South Korean benchmark stock index.
And we're back to that scenario we had earlier last year, Kelvin, where good news means bad news. You mentioned stagflation. It's even worse over here in the United Kingdom at the moment, because whilst at least in America, for instance, they've got growth there, and obviously a lot more jobs around. Here in the UK, we have the spectre of low growth and high interest rates without any chance of cutting those rates, as had been hoped for by the Bank of England in 2025. So what's happened is the Chancellor of the Exchequer here in the UK, Rachel Reeves, has backed herself into a bit of a corner because they made a big play in her budget in October for increased taxes for national insurance contributions. But that has created a big problem for employers with higher costs and so on. So it is a problem for many central banks, but particularly for the UK.
Yes, yes, precisely. So definitely, for sure, it will be like a big problem even in UK as well as the rest of the world. And one thing interesting for sure is that, yes, this particular set of developed nation economy has this stagflation fear, but over the end, China is facing the opposite of a deflationary risk or deflationary spiral fear instead.
Indeed. And talking of China, we saw the Chancellor of the Exchequer of the United Kingdom in China over the weekend, hoping for more investment from the Chinese, and she's come back to the UK with a bit of that. Let's look ahead to the week to come, Kelvin. We've got some important inflation numbers coming from both sides of the Atlantic.
Yes, for sure. So after that strong dollar strength that is continued to actually play out or persist since the start of 2025, market participants will be looking at the US CPI data that will be out on the 15th of January, which is Wednesday, and as well as UK inflation data as well, which is out on the same day as well. So as for the market consensus on the US side of the story, over here, which is on the US CPI data, the core inflation rate for US market is expecting no change again at 3.3% year on year, similar pace of increase in the month of November. So there's a big risk over here is that if the number starts to slowly creep up from, let's say, 3.4 to 3.5%, that could actually further ignite a stagflation scenario resurging back into the US economy potentially. And that could also give rise to the dollar strengthening further as well. And what we're going to see over here is that because right now, the strength of this dollar has starts to create that negative feedback loop into the major US stock indices, despite that we know that the major US stock indices is the best performing global benchmark stock indices against the rest of the world for 2024.
And the other important thing to look ahead to would be a new US earnings season starting in the middle of the week, Kelvin.
Yes, precisely. So unofficially, the US Q4 earnings season kickstarts with the major financials on this coming Wednesday, which is the 15th of January, where Citigroup, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and BlackRock will be reporting their respective earnings numbers. And following on 16th of January, which is Thursday, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and as well as one of the major key components, Dow Jones Industrial Average stock, which is United Health, will report their respective earnings. So for sure, it could actually stock higher volatility, both either on the upside or downside in this coming week for the major US stock indices.
Excellent. Well, this time next week we speak, Kelvin, we'll be approaching a new US president.
Yes, yes.
Next Monday it's going to be the inauguration of President Trump. Should be very interesting going forward.
Precisely. So everyone wants to actually see what will be his concrete plans will be, especially in the first 100 days officially in the office.
Should be fascinating. Kelvin, thank you very much. We'll speak to you very soon.
Likewise.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.